Okay, it's Sunday night. Coach Michael Bird, I hope you had a great weekend. I'm down here in Florida, where it's one of my favorite places in the world, in Watercolor, Florida. So I hope you're off to a great start this week and you're ready to get ready for the week. You're ready to prepare for the week. You're ready to play at a much higher level. And truth is, you should be significantly better this week than you were last week, right? The only reason you would be the same this week as you were last week is because of how you spent your weekend. Low-level performers spend their weekends escaping. High-level performers spend their weekends rejuvenating, reconnecting, reimagining, thinking, studying, listening. I call it kind of meditating on their future. And what I see a lot of people do is they spend a lot of their weekends kind of escaping from their life. And so they come in on Monday and they're literally not a bit better this week than they were last week. And you should take that, you should say, man, look, I want to get better. I want to get better. Okay. And the way you get better is by making a simple decision. We know that word decide means to kill something off. And then, but I like to say a decision is really not a decision unless it's backed up by a commitment. And the commitment's going to take time. It's going to take money. It's going to take resources. It's going to take seeing something through to its logical conclusion. And let's just be honest, guys. A lot of people just play at the amateur level. They make the amateur money. They make amateur mistakes. They respond in amateur ways. They listen to their feelings way too much. And they have got to make a decision to go pro. And if you saw how much time the pros spend in Travis and just preparation and thinking and doing the exercise A to B and thinking about how they're going to get to their goals and thinking about being unreasonable about where they are in relationship to their next move. If you saw how much time the pros really do that, you would probably go, man, I'm such an amateur. I'm such an amateur. I really come into this week just like I was last week. So when you think about staying committed to your goals, you know, I like to do the exercise A to B. Many of you have read my book, A to B. But I actually do that every single day. And I go, I'm here, and I'm trying to get here. And then my brain goes to who can help me. And then I go to, okay, what are we not doing? What are we not doing? Is it something we're not doing, right? Because many times when you lose, it's not because anybody else is out there beating you. It's probably because you're just not doing what you need to do to win. And it's like, what do we need to do to win? Okay. And it's like, if you're trying to hit sales goals, it's like, do we have an attitudinal problem, Rob? Do we have a skill problem? Do we have a people problem? Do we have a leadership problem? Do we have an accountability problem? Do we have a structure problem? Right. And it's like, it's literally like a coach that has a team that is trying to figure out how to win. Okay. And if you can't figure it out, what you do is you come back this week and you literally just get the same results. So the way I stay committed to my goals is I constantly ask myself a couple questions. And one of the things I ask myself is what are my biggest level 10 opportunities that are available to me? Which are the biggest opportunities available that we're not focused on? See, I'm going to be doing a webinar series. I was just drawing this up in April called, Finding a New Game to Play, or Are You Playing the Wrong Game? I think it's called Finding a New Game to Play. And so many people spend all of their time and energy running around in circles, literally just playing the wrong game. And it's like you're beating your head against the wall at the wrong game, okay? And it's like, what is the right game we should be playing? Well, I mean, part of me thinks the right game should be it's highly profitable. It's highly enjoyable. It's highly meaningful, right? Right. There's three returns that I'm looking for. Return on my investment, time, energy, money. Return on my objective. This is the objective I'm trying to drive. And return on my energy, okay? Return on my energy. And so when I'm looking at those things, I think sometimes when I come down to Florida, I move into this very reflective state. It's a much slower pace down here in Florida, which I like. I have an office here that I work at when I'm here. But I get to spend a lot of time outside. I get to spend a lot of time thinking, Ace. I get to spend a lot of time in reflection. And I ask myself, why am I playing the game that I'm playing? And Dan Girard, is it Is it highly enjoyable? Is it highly profitable? Is it highly meaningful? Or is there a bigger game to play? Now, this is where the A to B exercise really comes in. So when you see me announce the webinar series that I'll be doing in April, like finding a new game to play, you got to ask yourself, can the vehicle that you're in get you to the goals that you're trying to drive? Like, can it even get you to your financial goals? Does it create stress and anxiety versus enjoyment? Is it serving your life or running your life? It's like these are big questions you got to ask yourself, and a lot of people never ask themselves. So they literally do this for like 10, 15 years. I remember when I was a high school teacher, guys, I would ask other teachers that were clearly miserable from teaching, like, how long are you going to do this? And they would say, oh, you know, until like 30 years. Like, I had an Uber driver the other night, said, I'm miserable. I think there's a bigger future for me, but I still got 20 years left until I get my pension. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, are you playing the wrong game? So what is the right game? Highly enjoyable, highly profitable, highly meaningful. That's number one. Great return on your energy. Great return on your investment. Great return on your objective. Okay. And spending this time, Michael Young, stepping back, reflecting, and then staying committed, like picking a destiny, like choosing a destiny. And I think, Travis, when I'm down here in Florida, I'm thinking, okay, what's the big game? What's the big table? Price Pritchett called it he wanted a seat at the big table, which he figured out was mergers and acquisitions, right? He was a psychologist. He's like, the big table is not sitting here with people every day doing this, John Lyle. The big table for him was mergers and acquisition. And so that's why I'm going to be doing that, finding a new game to play, right? Because I think at some point, once you've been doing something a long time, it's like, what's a big game? What's the big game? What's the big table for you? And we call that, as you know, level 10 opportunity. In my book, From A to B, I call it opportunity confusion. There's so many opportunities, you really can't buckle down on one opportunity. And because of that, man, you're just literally all over the place. So how do you stay committed to your goals? You pick a destiny. You figure out who needs to be on the squad. And you wake up with persistence and intensity every day, and you move toward that. And it can't just be money, Edward. It's got to be kind of fits all the buckets, right? That's why I go back to the three returns, and I go out to the level 10 opportunity. Biggest opportunity available to you that you're not focused on right now. So get you some time to spend on the weekends reflecting. Listen, be stimulated by listening to things. Listen to podcasts. I'm about to start my podcast back when our studio is finished at the Greatness Factor, where I do a number of podcasts, competitive intelligence, probably one on Pray Drive, Go to Bed Tired, Wake Up Hungry, How to Stay Committed to Your Goals, The Making of a Coach or The Coach's Locker Room. All of these are programs, but I'm always fascinated by clarity. I really am, Jimmy. I'm always fascinated by helping people get clarity in their life. And I'm always fascinated by clarity myself. Okay? I don't think you'd have too much Pray Drive. Good question, but I don't think you can have too much Pray Drive, because you're going to need a lot of Pray Drive to go do big things, guys. Okay? So, Sunday night prep work with Coach Bert. I spent a lot of time today preparing, mapping out, looking at my schedule for the week. Who am I coaching? What do I want to say? You know, one of the reasons I like teaching competitive intelligence every week, which is a $97 program. People ask me why I do that. And part of me is like, well, none of the other coaches are going to give you coaching for 97 bucks, number one. And I like differentials, kind of a blue ocean strategy there. And it keeps me fresh, just to be honest with you. It's like a musician picking up a guitar every day and playing. Right, Kerry Herrick? It keeps you in the game. Keeps you moving, keeps you working, keeps your mind stimulated. And I want to stay fresh right there. So, big lesson from tonight's session. Three returns, level 10 opportunity, choosing a destiny, moving toward it with a persistence and intensity. And you should really be a lot better this week than you were last week if you spent your weekend correctly. You can't just come back out and keep producing the same thing over and over and over. Okay? So, love you guys. Let's make it a great week. If you're interested in that competitive intelligence, it's 97 bucks a month, guys. Come on. To get coaching from me every single week, because if you've noticed, I've cut back a lot on the Facebooks, a lot of the free stuff. I just believe we create so much value that you should be, you should at least be paying for some of that value. It shouldn't all be free for you, because you don't value it when it's free. You value it when you pay for it. That's called psychological demand. When you pay attention. So, love you. $97. Just reach out to me if you want to get in that, or I'll just post the link here. You don't even need to talk to a salesperson by $97. If it's something you want to do, do it. Be on the lookout for some of these webinars and masterclasses I'm doing. Those sometimes are free, where I'm just breaking down a concept, man, and trying to create value for people so I can showcase my talents to people to see how a good coach could really change their life. So love you guys. Make it a great week. I'm Coach Burt. Everybody needs a coach. Be committed and stay committed to your big goals, man, and level 10 opportunities. Love you guys.